Spoken Cree. You are about to begin learning Cree, the most widely spoken and culturally important Algonquian language in Canada. The following recordings are designed to accompany Level 1 of the text Spoken Cree, 3rd edition, by C. Douglas Ellis, and published by the University of Alberta Press. The earlier lessons provide a glimpse of an older way of life in the north, gradually changing from trapping and travel by dog sled to a more centralized village life, with the advent of the snowmobile, electricity, television, running water, and other elements of modern technology. Listen carefully to the recorded voice and mimic each Cree utterance as closely as you can. Resist the temptation to try to learn the syllabic system immediately. It's eye-catching, but attending to the syllabic writing before you have acquired a minimal control of the language itself will simply slow down the overall learning process. Follow the transliterated Cree column in the basic conversations. But remember that, even here, writing is a very imperfect representation of spoken language. The spoken word, not the transcription, is your model. The transcription is merely a guide. The goal of this course is to lead you to speak Cree, and it is the spoken word which you should take as your target in mimicry. In several of the conversations, different parts are recorded by a single speaker. From time to time, you may also notice a change of voice representing the same speaker partway through a given dialogue. This change was occasioned where a passage required re-recording and the original speaker could not be reached. In such instances, simply disregard the change of voice and continue your mimicry. One last reminder. If you are interested in learning Swampy Cree, that is, the N dialect, read every occurrence of the letter L in the text as though it were N. This is how the text is recorded. If you wish instead to use the Moose Cree, that is, the L dialect forms, simply read the letter L as L every time it occurs, even though you hear an N on the recording. Cue points have been placed at the end of each section in the basic conversation and at the head of each drill to allow you to backtrack for immediate repetition. Before beginning your study of the lesson units, however, practice the pronunciation drills which begin on page 39 in Roman numerals. They will help you to pronounce the Cree words in the text more accurately. Some of the speakers whom you will hear were recorded in the 1950s and 60s. Since they represent contemporary Cree, as spoken in many cases by unilingual speakers, it was felt important to preserve examples of their speech, even where the quality of the recording was sometimes less than ideal. As a result, occasional imperfections in the sound quality may be audible. The original field tapes have been remastered to achieve improved clarity and to preserve an important part of Canada's linguistic heritage. Their present form is in large measure due to the technical skill and meticulous care of the late Brian Smith, both friend and colleague of the author, and to whose memory they are dedicated. The gracious assistance of his widow, Deborah Rockwood, in making these materials available is hereby acknowledged. Sincerest thanks are also tendered to Professor Marie-Odile Juncker of Carleton University, Ottawa, whose generous assistance and whose laboratory facilities have been of material help in making these recordings generally accessible.